started to fall. I turned away from all the things that matter. From lost in the dust, no one to trust.
Ringo from his latest album, Look Up, produced by T-Bone Burnett. That was a track featuring Alison Krauss. It's Thankful, a great way to kick off our hour here on the Mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee, and of course, I'm thankful that you're able to join me for this hour of incredible listening. While we're talking about Ringo, it should be noted that he celebrated the release of the album at Third Man Records in London, December 10th. Special appearances by rock legends such as Dave Gilmour, Ronnie Wood, Bob Geldof, and Eric Clapton. A lot of cool things happening in the life of the former Beatle. And I don't want to make things Beatles versus Stones this hour. Rather, it's going to be a Beatles and Stones kind of thing. I'll come right back to that in just a second. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome to a fun space where we're invited to reimagine what the mainstream music scene can be, particularly as it pertains to the much-needed indigenous representation of Turtle Island. In fact, in this block, we'll hear from Inuk singer Alyssa P. Later on, I want to get a new song on from Oto and Cherokee singer-songwriter Sierra Spirit. More details in the second half. We'll also be enjoying one from Vera Sola. That's Dan Aykroyd's daughter, Danielle Aykroyd. But getting back to this whole Beatles and Stones thing, I don't want to make it a competition. They both led the way in the British invasion, right? They both share the blame. We're going to hear three Rolling Stone tracks in this block, one of which comes by way of the fellas themselves. However, Alyssa P did a great version of Wild Horses on her Inuktitut album. And right now, we're going to introduce Bishop Briggs' version of Paint It Black into the regular rotation. She released this version November 28th, produced by Landon Jacobs and featuring Briggs' powerful vocals. I think you'll enjoy this rendition. So without further ado, for your consideration and approval, enjoy Paint It Black today on the mainstream.
Totally die, my dear. Captain Ra from Kuik, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones themselves winding down that block of Stone classics. That one comes by way of their latest album, their 2023 Hackney Diamonds. There are a lot of standout tracks on the release, but one of my personal favorites is Get Close, the song bringing that block to an end. We also heard Inuk singer Alyssa P's version of Wild Horses from her Inuktitut album. And we introduced Bishop Briggs' version of Paint It Black into the rotation. Some fun interpretations from some powerful singers today on the mainstream. I'm Brett Mabey, and before going any further, I want to give a shout out to our friends listening in and around Sells, Arizona, tuned in on the FM at 91.9 KOHN. There are a number of different ways that you can take me and these songs with you wherever you go. So if you find yourself having to step away from listening on your favorite AM FM station, mosey on over to mainstreamradio.net. Bookmark the page for quick and easy access, and as always, you can listen from your desktop, laptop, mobile device, or tablet. That is just one way that you can take these songs with you wherever you go. But naturally, I have an immense love for the old-fashioned AM/FM radio, and like my friend James said up in Washington State, there needs to be a new renaissance in music, and it needs to happen with radio. So don't go anywhere. Before the hour is up, we'll be hearing from my great Anishinaabe friend Mark Marilainen and his band Najawan. Also, Lakota singer-songwriter, actor Mato Wayu, he Black Belt Eagle Scout, and so much more. In this block, a track from Vera Sola that's headed up by the daughter of Dan Aykroyd. She stands on her own. I shouldn't always introduce her that way. Danielle Aykroyd put out the Peacemaker album in 2023. But we're going to kick things off with this one from Banana Gun, who's been making waves with their latest album, Why Is the Color of the Sky? Released November 8th, the track we're going to enjoy right now, leading the way to the bottom of the hour, is Children of the Man. I'll be back as we kick off the second half. In the meantime, enjoy your listening here on your new favorite show, The Mainstream.
first one to go. I'll be back for you, the final word she spoke. And he was the second one to leave. Whisper, don't you worry, because time is a one dark circle. Day is returned.
This is Kaylee Jade, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
The sunburn.